Our first set of news stories for part two begin with a sad story with a happy ending, and it's not about Andrew Mountbatten Windsor. We've got the really big news. A donkey who was left all alone after his lifelong friend died is set to get a new companion. Gary, who spent 16 years of his life with Norman until he unexpectedly died in January, will be paired with Poppy by next month. Poppy, who also lost her partner last month, will be making the five-hour journey from Lancashire to Old Catton to spend her days in Buttercup Meadow with Gary, thanks to the help of the Donkey Sanctuary. Mark Clifford, who cares for the pair, says his donkey has been very vocal since the death of Norman. He said, "People tell me all the time he brays a lot, which is a sign that they're lonely." But now Mr. Clifford is delighted. Gary will be getting a new friend after Poppy has had all her vet checks done. He added, "We don't know exactly when she's arriving, but it'll be around the end of February or the beginning of March."
A marmalade-loving bear has celebrated a year of making himself at home at a city landmark. Paddington was first unveiled at Norwich Cathedral in February 2025, after the city became the 24th community in the country to get a statue of the much-loved bear. For the past year, he has been greeting people on a bench in the grounds of the cathedral. A spokeswoman for Norwich BID said that more than 100,000 people had visited the statue in that time. In a survey last February, half term, 70% of the people said that they travelled more than 10 miles to see Paddington. The attraction since then has only grown.
A free wine tasting opportunity will be on offer at the first Norwich Food Festival. At the inaugural event, more than 40 vendors will take over the forum on April the 26th. Jack's Meat Shack, Slim's Barbecue, The Bucket List and Daily Grind Coffee were among the first vendors to be announced, while Flint Vineyard are offering a limited number of 30-minute taste and talk sessions, sampling a mix of still and sparkling wines. They'll be hosted by Dan Kirby, Flint Vineyard's self-styled resident wine geek and brand ambassador. And you can sign up for the experience in advance via the free-to-attend festival's website, and that's norwichfoodfestival.com.
A choral society is teaming up with a local music ensemble for a special concert next month. Norwich School Choral Society will join Norwich Baroque for the performance, which will take place at the Catholic Cathedral of St. John the Baptist on Wednesday, March the 4th at 7:30 p.m. and will include music by Howard Goodall, Eleanor Daly, and Edgar Bainton. The ensemble will include professional adult musicians performing alongside Norwich School pupils and other local musicians. The Choral Society, founded in 1983, performs annually with the school's chapel choir. Tickets are priced at £15 and are free for under 25s and available from ticketsource.co.uk/Norwich-school.
Work to demolish Anglia Square has ramped up, with huge hydraulic crushing machines beginning to destroy buildings that have dominated the cityscape for decades. This week, specialist equipment worth £1.5 million has been used to start raising the multi-story car park at the 1960s shopping centre, and it marks the next stage of the work to bulldoze the site to make way for 1,100 homes after engineers gutted the inside of the structures, ready for them to be crushed to pieces. Once the car park is turned to rubble, demolition will begin on the Hollywood Cinema building and Sovereign House, where Her Majesty's Stationery Office was once located. The central square and shops have already been demolished, with the glass canopy and clock safely removed.
An eyesore block of toilets is finally being upgraded at a well-used park after a two-year-long campaign. Work restoring a public toilet block, which has been shut for years at the Jenny Lind Park, has begun. Funding of £100,000 was approved for the project as part of Norwich City Council's annual budget setting in February 2025. By spring, the park should also have a new outdoor gym equipment, including a static bike and a new ping pong table. Jenny Lind's play area was upgraded in October 2024 as part of Norwich City Council's £1.1 million programme to revamp play parks around the city.